Joining me on the phone is a wonderful guest, a guest of honor for this morning, Maestro Sabatino Vacca. He is the founder, artistic director, chorus master of the newly formed Southern Ontario Lyric Opera, and has been the music director of the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra since 2007. And it's my pleasure to welcome Sabatino to our show today. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Wonderful to have you. And you're going to walk us through this incredible season coming up. First concert Saturday, October 22nd, the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra. Tell us what is on your mind right now. Like so many symphony orchestras, there has been a big pause, and musicians are so excited to get back into swing. Tell us what is going through your mind right now.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, exciting is an understatement. It's so great to be back with our musicians, with our orchestra, and to be making music. It's really an overwhelming experience. Rehearsing the repertoire, we're gearing up for a good old standard meat and potatoes type program. It's a masterwork program, which will feature Rossini's Overture to William Tell to start things off, Max Brooks' Violin Concerto Number 1, and our special guest soloist is Jerzy Kaplanek. And we'll finish with Beethoven's. He's performed with us before. He's an audience favorite, especially in our area in Cambridge, where we are based. And we conclude the concert with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
All major masterworks. These are the kinds of works we play all the time on our station. As you mentioned, meat and potatoes. Now, these concerts are taking place at Grace Bible Church, 2 Grand Avenue, Cambridge. Mark your calendars for our listeners, Saturday, October 22nd. That's in just 2 days.
That's in just 2 days. I know it creeps up on you pretty quickly. And
how have the rehearsals been?
Wonderful. We had a great rehearsal with Jerzy last week. He joined us, and the orchestra is very pumped up and excited to perform this repertoire. And it's just, like I said, it's wonderful to be surrounded with musicians and sounds and great masterworks like this for this program. It's very, very exhilarating and encouraging. And we're hoping that things continue upwards and we can fulfill all of our concert plans for the season.
Wonderful. Well, we wish you a terrific season ahead. Jerzy Kaplanek, he was up here in Collingwood this summer, and he's in terrific shape. I had a nice chat with him. He played absolutely beautiful. We brought the quartet. So your audience is in for a treat. This is a true soul-searching, beautiful repertoire.
He's an impeccable musician, but a wonderful colleague, and just so down to earth and a pleasure to work with.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You were also involved with the Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra 2010 to 2017. And as an Italian-Canadian, you have a special affinity for opera. I see you've done many productions, La Traviata, Tosca, La Bohème, Pagliacci, all the great 19th century favorites there.
Yeah, I grew up in an operatic household. My parents were avid opera lovers, and it was my first experience with music, working with singers as a youngster, and sort of coaching them and working with them before I knew what an opera coach did. So I furthered my studies at the U of T, which got me into conducting. I got the conducting bug through opera. And it's a nice balance doing orchestral repertoire and operatic. They sort of feed into each other. It's all about the voice. I mean, symphonic great composers, they're shaping phrases, making phrases very much like a vocalist would do. And it's just, any instrument tries to imitate the voice. And it's great when you can sort of translate those kind of things to symphonic repertoire. It's all based on the voice and phrasing.
Isn't that phenomenal? I actually remember reading a book about Wagner conducting the Symphony Number 7 by Beethoven, and the orchestra was struggling, and he asked everyone to sing out their parts, and it seemed like almost in an instant everyone caught it. Immediately they were in sync. The power of the human voice.
Even as a pianist, you're a wonderful pianist, And
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I remember reading a quote by Rubinstein, Arthur Rubinstein, who encouraged his students to go and listen to the great singers of his day. And that's what he tried to do when he shaped and phrases and played, especially his Chopin repertoire.
Oh, boy, he could make that piano sing.
Oh, my gosh, like nobody else.
Yes, yes, a heart of gold there. Well, this is very interesting. Now, you're the recipient of the Spirit of Ontario Award for the Arts by the National Congress of Italian Canadians.
I'm quite an honor to receive that that award.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about what else is happening on your program. What can we expect if we're in the Cambridge area? It's just south of Kitchener. So you have, after that, in December, Light Up the Season, Best of the Big Bands. That sounds like fun.
It's the third of three big band concerts that we've done in the recent years, and promises to be a really great evening. It's an event. There's dinner, there's food, there's drinks on hand, as well as a big band combined with the orchestra. So we're looking forward to that concert. We are also offering a second seasonal concert. That's on December the 10th, and that is going to focus on, we're celebrating an East Coast type of holiday concert with Tanya Evans-Chanchuli as our guest soloist. She is originally from Newfoundland, so she'll bring quite a genuine spirit to the concert that evening.
Terrific. Well, you have some seasonal favorites in the works there. Wonderful. And then I see in February, As I Love You. And this one I'm very curious about. Based on a sleepy Polish village, a story about a peddler, an enigmatic young Roma man with his own troubled past, story of hope, survival. What's that all about? Coming up in the spring, 2023.
You know what? That's it's a joint effort between ourselves and the Penny and Pound Theater, which is a local theater group. We've partnered with them once before for a production, and I haven't received the music for this yet, which I'll be arranging. They have piano reductions, but I'll arrange the music for our ensemble from the orchestra. All I'm told is that the music is very passionate. It's a very passionate original play, and yeah, looking forward to a great evening that night. It's you know, very moving story. And I think the music reflects that as well. Although I haven't heard it yet, but I'm told that it's very passionate and very worthwhile music.
It sounds like it'll be very moving in a setting just 1 year after World War II. So I'll be very interested to hear more about that and your interesting collaboration with Penny and Pound.
Sure, perhaps I can come back, you know, just before that performance and talk a little bit more about it.
Terrific. My guest has been Sabatino Vaca. He's the music director of the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra, walking us through their spectacular 2022-2023 season. For more information and to get your tickets, go to cambridgeorchestra.ca. That's cambridgeorchestra.ca, and you'll see all these fabulous artists. Thank you, Sabatino. I wish you a terrific afternoon.
If I have 10 seconds, if I can just plug our final Masterworks concert, May 6th, we're very excited to perform the big Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto, which I'm sure you're a very big fan of.
Oh, that's the one we play a lot. Yeah. Now, that's a spectacular way to end the season. Fantastic. All the best to you, Sabatino, and your orchestra, and your musician, and your audience. It's going to be a great series.
For the opportunity to share with your audience. Thank you very much.